Not the Russian way. Other man from Uncle Fick. Pairing, Ilya, Napoleon, Gabby. Written by, Hills. Read by, Dr. Fumbles McStupid. Summary. You, Tavorish, look like you need to relax. Dance with me. The music is playing softly from his record player, and his hips sway gently in time with it as he occasionally stirs the risotto he's cooking. The music isn't quite to his tastes, but it's palatable, and it's more for the benefit of his guests anyway. The risotto won't be done for a while, so after giving it one final stir, he allows himself a moment to be caught up in the sounds and scents filling his kitchen. His eyes drift shut, and he dances slowly, not imagining any partner in particular, just allowing himself to experience the moment.
You look ridiculous.
A smile curls at his lips at the sound of the now all-too-familiar voice, and keeps his eyes closed, gives one final dramatic twirl before opening them. Ilya is leaning in the doorway of the kitchen, an amused look in his eyes, and what might almost be a smile on his lips. Napoleon can't be sure. He's never actually seen it happen.
You're early. How very Russian of you. And do I want to know how you got into my apartment?
Ilya shrugs. You need better security. I can make some suggestions.
Of course he can.
Napoleon takes a deep breath, determined not to let a grumpy Russian ruin his good mood. Instead, he sways over to where Ilya is standing and holds out his hand.
You, Tavarish, look like you need to relax. Dance with me.
Ilya stares at Napoleon's hand as though it's a live bomb which is about to detonate.
Why is everyone so determined I should dance? He finally asks.
Well, you know what they say. All work and no play makes Ilya a dull boy.
When Ilya still doesn't take his hand, Napoleon waltzes back over to his record player and turns up the volume. Ilya is still standing rigid in the doorway when Napoleon sways back to him.
Mr. Kuryakin, would you do me the honor of a dance this evening?
He finishes the question with a dramatic bow, which makes Ilya snort. It's become something of a personal challenge to try and make Ilya laugh, or at least smile. He's getting close, he can tell.
You wish me to dance with you while you're wearing that?
Napoleon glances at the apron he's wearing over his shirt and pants.
A precautionary measure, my friend. It's quite clean, I assure you. I can take it off if you'd like.
Ilya considers for a moment, and then shakes his head.
No, it suits you.
I actually can't tell if you're joking or not.
I never joke about clothes.
Napoleon stares at Ilya for a moment. He really isn't like anyone Napoleon has ever met before. His physique aside, Ilya is so somber and serious all the time, it's no wonder Napoleon wants nothing more than to make him smile. Deciding to grab the metaphorical bull by the horns, he takes Ilya by the hand and pulls him into his arms. He's done asking, and knows full well that Ilya could break free quite easily if he wanted to. Ilya's eyes are dark in the low lights of Napoleon's apartment, his lips slightly parted as he gazes down at Napoleon. It's clear from the way his body reacts to Napoleon that he has no intention of breaking free. He lets Napoleon put a hand on his waist, and takes his hand with the other. He tries to move Ilya in time to the music, but the Russian's movements are stiff and awkward.
Relax, Napoleon says softly. I promise it won't kill you to enjoy yourself once in a while.
Ilya is staring at him now, a curious expression on his face.
Do you not find it strange dancing with a man?
Ilya finally asks. I am taller than you.
Napoleon shrugs. I'll dance with anyone, so long as they're willing.
That causes Ilya to huff out what might have almost been a laugh.
What about you? Napoleon asks curiously, as he feels Ilya start to relax a little in his arms.
Am I your first?
He prides himself on the shade of scarlet Ilya's face turns. They may be partners now, even edging close to being friends, but he's pretty sure they will never stop teasing each other.
In Russia, if you are caught like this with another man, you are ended with a bullet to the head, if you are lucky.
Napoleon doesn't know what to say to that. What they're doing isn't exactly legal in America either, but he's pretty sure no one would kill them for it. Waverly, in particular, seems the pragmatic sort who doesn't overly care about the private lives of his agents, so long as they can get the job done and don't leave themselves vulnerable to blackmail. He draws Ilya closer to him.
Good thing we're not in Russia, then, hmm? And there's no one here to catch us.
Ilya's face is so close to his now. It would be easy to just lean up and...
Well, I see you've started the fun without me.
At the sound of the new voice, Ilya jerks back so violently he almost stumbles, but when Napoleon reaches out to steady him, he retreats further away until his back hits the wall. If Gabby is startled by Ilya's reaction, she doesn't show it. Instead, she moves over to him and runs a comforting hand down his arm, murmuring something in Russian that's too low for Napoleon to make out. "You couldn't wait for me to arrive?" Gabby asks over her shoulder. "Didn't Ilya tell you I love to dance?" Ilya makes a strangled noise in the back of his throat, and Napoleon takes a tentative step towards them, the need to offer comfort overriding anything else. "You okay, Peril?" he asks, laying a gentle hand on Ilya's arm. Ilya nods silently, but relaxes a little when Gabby leans up and presses a kiss to his cheek. "Sorry," Ilya says, to neither of them specifically. "It's all right," Gabby replies. "You didn't do anything wrong." Ilya's eyes flood up to Napoleon's for a second, and he flushes red again. "But you... he..." "I'm not blind, Ilyusha. Napoleon is a very handsome man, as well as being a decent spy. I can see that you want him, and I don't blame you." She grins at Napoleon. "Don't let it go to your head." Napoleon grins and holds up his hands in surrender. Ilya still looks confused, and Napoleon has to admit he's sort of getting to that point himself, having no idea where Gabby is going with this. "I'm a big girl," she says to Ilya, "and I know how to share. Kiss him if you want to." Ilya's eyes widen as Gabby steps to one side and sweeps her arm in Napoleon's direction. "Are you sure you're okay with this?" Napoleon asks. He may be willing to sleep with just about anyone, regardless of gender, but he's not the sort to steal someone away. Well, not often, anyway. "I said I know how to share. I'm not giving him to you as a gift." Ilya is looking at him curiously now, waiting to see what he'll do. Well, Napoleon has never abided by the whole three is a crowd thing, and if Gabby is okay with it, then he's definitely not going to say no. He leans forward, slowly, tentatively, making sure Ilya knows he doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to do. He sees Ilya make his decision, resolution blazing in his eyes before he closes the distance between them and covers Napoleon's mouth with his own. It's not the best kiss Napoleon has ever had, but there's no doubting the passion behind it. Ilya kisses as though it might be his last, his whole body trembling with desire and raw need. When they finally pull away, Ilya is panting slightly, his eyes dark with lust, and in that moment, Napoleon knows that this kiss won't be their last. "There," Gabby says, pressing a kiss to Ilya's cheek. "That's better, isn't it? We're all on the same page now. Dinner?" Napoleon glances down at his watch. "A few more minutes until it's ready." "Good. Then we have time for a dance." She takes Napoleon's hand in one of hers, and takes Ilya's with the other, tugging them both into the middle of the kitchen. "That's a nice look for you, by the way," she says, gesturing at Napoleon's apron. He shrugs. "This happens to be a very expensive suit. Shall we?" He starts moving in time to the music, and Gabby joins him, the two of them side by side as they sway. A moment later, Napoleon feels a heavy weight on his shoulder as Ilya wraps an arm around him, the other curled around Gabby's waist. He's making a genuine attempt to dance this time, and although still slightly awkward, he looks more relaxed than Napoleon has ever seen him before. "Back with us?" Ilya looks down at Gabby, then down at him. "Yes, I think now we are all on the same page, like Gabby says." And then the miraculous happens. Ilya Kuryakin smiles, a genuine, happy smile that causes something deep in Napoleon's chest to warm. Despite everything the three of them have already been through already, this, right here, is where the true adventure begins, and Napoleon can hardly wait.